This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
When food writer Karen Covey moved to Mattapoisett on the south coast of Massachusetts, she discovered a region filled with hidden culinary gems. Farms producing tender organic beef and cheese, small urban wineries, farmers markets full of the season's best produce, and chefs giving traditional New England fare a modern Portuguese spin. Karen Covey's discovery prompted her to write The Coastal Table, a cookbook of recipes inspired by coastal southern New England. And she joins us now. And Karen Covey, great to have you. Great to meet you. And thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to ask you about something that you wrote in the introduction to your book. You write that Mattapoisett is an exciting place to live for someone who is passionate about food. What's going on down there that makes it so special?
Well, ever since I moved there about 10 years ago, I've really just discovered this whole food culture that, you know, I think it's this quiet little part of New England that not that many people know that much about. And there's all these great producers making some amazing cheeses. We have some of the best produce in all of New England because of the climate in which we live.
Little milder because it's a little farther south, right?
Exactly. It's very milder. We have warm ocean breezes from the bay, and it allows us the longest growing season in all of New England. And the land is generally pretty flat, so it gives us a lot of flexibility for what we can grow. So we're really producing some really delicious food down there.
Mm. Well, you've brought in some great examples of some of the food, some of which I've already tasted, so we'll talk about them in a minute. But is it your feeling that this part of Massachusetts doesn't get the recognition that it should in terms of the wonderful foods that it's producing down there?
I really do. I think it's just this really quiet sort of not quite discovered place in Massachusetts and in New England that really not that many people know about. And there's places that I discovered that I've included in the book that even people who I know locally didn't even know existed.
Well, give us an example and maybe a reference to some of this wonderful food you brought in.
Well, the people at Shy Brothers Farm is one of my favorite new discovery cheeses. They make these beautiful little Hannibals, which are very fine artisan cheese. They're in the shape of thimbles, and they're delicious on their own as part of a cheese platter, or they just melt beautifully in anything, including the simple pasta recipe, which will be on your website.
And you've brought them here, and they really do look like little thimbles of cheese. They're delicious, rich, creamy. How do you describe this cheese?
It's a very artisanal cheese. It has very fresh, earthy flavor to it, and it's part due to the cow's milk that they use to create the cheese.
Karen, there's also a rich seafood industry, obviously, on that stretch of coast, which dates back to the days of whaling ships and fishing ports. New Bedford, of course, was considered one of the top fishing ports in the country. I'm wondering how that legacy is reflected when it comes to this kind of food.
It's still incredibly prevalent all over. You know, it's a big source of income for a lot of people, and we're very lucky. We get spoiled with how fresh and convenient we can get really good fish all year round. And I brought you a sample of the classic shrimp bisque recipe, which takes reference to the shrimp that we get pretty prevalently all along the coast. It's a bit of an homage to my growing up as well.
You poured me a cup before we started recording, and I've got to say it's one of the richest, most delicious tastes of soup I've had in a long, long time. So good. So good.
Well, you know, it was funny. I was going to bring the chilled corn soup recipe that's in the book. But this recipe is just really one of my favorites from the book. And it so reminds me of my youth and peeling shrimp in the kitchen of my parents' restaurant. I make the stock with the shrimp shells with a little bit of orange. There's a little bit of sherry in there as well. So it's definitely rich. A little goes a long way.
It's just wonderful. Your cookbook also talks about real Portuguese flavors that show up down there as well.
Yeah, Portuguese is a huge culture, which I didn't really know much about until I moved there, but it's very prevalent mostly in New Bedford and Fall River particularly. And there's all these great little Portuguese markets where you can go in and buy fresh chorizo that's made every day in the back of the shop, along with beautiful Portuguese traditions like sweetbread, which there's a great recipe in the book for sweetbread French toast, which is a little bit like a challah bread, but a little bit sweeter.
Mm. Like the sound of that. And chorizo, of course, that's like a spicy sausage?
It's a spicy sausage, yeah. It's very similar to linguiça. There's debates about what really makes them different, but it's really all about the family recipes.
Speaking of fantastic and delicious and rich recipes, you brought in some jam here that you made that includes such a great combination of flavors, so you have to describe it. I'm going to take a one more bite.
Okay. Well, it's called the bacon jam recipe in the book, and I start with a good smoky bacon, and then I add a little bit of brewed coffee, maple syrup, mustard, brown sugar, and it's pretty much good slathered on just about anything.
it's so good, and you know, I was thinking you put bacon in anything, and you pretty much make the grade.
You really can't go wrong, and that's pretty much anyone's reaction.
Yeah.
Is bacon is a good thing.
But this is really special.
Well, thank you. It's pretty addictive, I have to say.
It's really something. So on toast,
On toast, I actually grilled some bread the other night and made sort of a deconstructed BLT salad, so I slathered the bacon jam on the grilled bread along with my salad. So it made me feel a little better about eating a salad.
You know, it occurs to me that a lot of these recipes, they're not just recipes, but they sort of reflect stories about New England.
They do. You know, I really tried to capture the essence of what the southeastern coast of Massachusetts and Rhode Island are all about. And it's so filled with farmers and producers and purveyors who are really passionate about what they're doing. So I hope this book not only inspires you with the recipes, but also the stories of the people behind the ingredients of the area and how hard they're working to make really great things.
Well, one of the things I've noticed at my local farmers market in Union Square in Somerville are some people who run wineries show up. I only learned this relatively recently, that there's a sort of vibrant wine industry down in that part of the state.
There is as well. We have the Coastal Wine Show, which runs actually from Cape Cod all the way through Connecticut, and it encompasses 9 wineries. But right in southeastern Massachusetts, we have this fabulous little urban winery right in downtown New Bedford, which is honestly the most unassuming place you would ever expect to find a winery. But Marco Montes is making some of the best wine in all of New England. It's really, it's a special find.
Let's close with something unexpected, hidden in your book. Maybe one more recipe or idea of a favorite dish or something that you care to talk about?
Well, I have to say I brought you some samples of the campfire brownies, and they're pretty addictive as well, and they're really one of my favorite recipes in the book. They're basically like s'more brownies. They're completely portable, so you get all the same flavors of being around a fire pit with much less mess.
Okay, so I'm actually looking at a platter of them here. It's basically a s'more. So what is it? This is like a grilled marshmallow on top of the brownie?
So it's the graham cracker crust on the bottom, the brownie on the top, and then you put marshmallows on the top and you throw them quickly into the broiler.
They look so good. I'm going to take a bite after I say goodbye. So Karen Covey's new cookbook is called The Coastal Table. And listeners, you can find recipes and a lot more information about everything that's in her book on our website at radioboston.org. Karen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And now I'm going to eat one of these s'more brownies.
So Anthony brought a plate of those brownies back to our work area. We should wrap up the show so I can go have one.
Absolutely. We were a well-fed staff throughout much of today.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.